Alone in the Jungle. I'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Mark Bowser here to tell you about my friend Danny Lane. Danny Lane is an American hero. In fact, he's a hero of mine. I had the opportunity to sit down with Danny and write a book called Some Gave It All. It's his story as a young Marine in the Vietnam War. In 1968 and 1969, Danny was sent to Southeast Asia to help fight to keep us free. He earned 2 Purple Hearts in that war, among other medals for valor. Now, you may be more familiar with Danny's life as a martial artist. Danny is one of the top martial artists of all time. He's one of Chuck Norris's top black belts and has trained with Chuck Norris for over 35 years. He is a 9th degree black belt. Yeah, you heard me, a 9th degree. He is the real deal. He's a former world kickboxing champion and a 9-time national martial arts champion. Danny Lane is the real deal, and you're going to be excited as you read this story. It's going to be a page-turner for you, as it was for me as I helped him write this. Pick up your copy today. Some Gave It All. Pick it up at a bookstore near you or at Amazon.com, or if you want an autographed copy, get one off my website at markbowser.com. Now, back to Let Me Tell You a Story.
Riding through the Vietnam jungle after leaping from the back of their helicopter, Danny and Soter were met with a harsh reality. They were alone and had been left behind, separated from their squad. Taking enemy fire as soon as they hit the ground, they hustled into the jungle for cover. Now, how did that happen? Now, it wasn't done on purpose. It was a dark night, and enemy fire was everywhere. Those few seconds of separation between soldiers jumping out of a moving helicopter had spread the squad out further than planned. When they hit the ground, cover was the utmost importance. Their survival depended on it. So, when they hit the ground, they spread out like a hand with its fingers outstretched. It was a miracle that Danny and Soter hadn't been separated from each other. So there they were, in a dark, dense jungle in Southeast Asia. The enemy was all around them. What should they do? What could they do? In such moments, all your weary-minded body can lean on are your faith, training, and discipline. Can you hear it? The rustle of the enemy walking about 2 yards from your left ear. If they discover you, you're dead. And not a very pleasant death at that. That is what Danny and Soter were going through on that first night of November 20th, 1968. In the distance, they could hear the battle raging on at the side of the downed helicopter. Their fellow Marines were attempting a rescue of any possible survivors. Americans, and particularly Marines, don't leave a fellow Marine behind. However, Danny and Soter were in no position to help their fellow Marines. And in fact, they kind of felt left behind themselves. The only protection they had were a few blades of grass and a few twigs. The enemy also outnumbered them. So what should they do? What would you do? As he lay flat on his belly, Danny thought back to his boot camp days at Parris Island. Gunnery Sergeant Plummer had always told them that you never know what part of training may be the one thing that will save your life. But you will know what that one thing is when it happens to you. Without a doubt in his mind, Danny knew what part of training was saving him right now. At boot camp, every day after chow, the drill instructors would take the men and make them stand at attention outside in that sticky, hot South Carolina sun. And they would allow the sand fleas to chew on the troops. The drill instructor said, "You all eat, now it is their turn." The sand fleas would climb up Danny's nose and in his ears and, in fact, every other place you wouldn't want an insect to crawl up and bite. If the brand new soldiers swatted at the annoying bugs or moved to avoid them or do anything like that, the next thing they had to do was to dig a 6-foot grave for the bug. Danny and his fellow Marines learned quickly how not to move a muscle under the most uncomfortable circumstances. A little overkill? Yeah, I think many of us do think it's a bit overkill. Until you're in an experience like Danny and Soter were in. You see, that is what Danny thought too. Until that night, when the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese Army, who were determined to find him and kill him, were all around him. And at that moment, Danny was thankful for the sand fleas. Those little annoying insects gave him the foundation for tremendous mental, emotional, and physical discipline. Discipline that might just save his life. But at that moment, fear was the dominating element of these two young men. "What are we going to do now, Danny?" Sotera had whispered.
"I don't know, Greek. Man, we're just screwed, man. Man, we're screwed. That's what it is."
"No one told us crap, where to go or what to do," Danny whispered.
"Well, we got to do something."
You think? "Well, of course we got to do something, but let's just lay low until daylight, and then maybe we will be able to find out and figure something out."
Sotera sighed, and then a small smile crept under the corners of his mouth.
"Well, at least we got to see the world, Danny."
Despite the situation, Danny couldn't help but smile just a little bit. The Greek always had the uncanny ability to add some light in the darkest of dark places. The night sky seemed to hang on for eternity. But ever so slowly, daylight began its upward climb in the east. Finally, the blades of jungle foliage began to lighten around them as sunbeams graced their surfaces. The air was pretty rancid with the smell of gunpowder and fuel from the downed chopper. Danny and Sotera were still flat on their bellies, a position they had maintained for what seemed like forever. Danny glanced over at Sotera and asked, "Greek, you ready to move out?" Sotera sighed deeply and said, Yeah, let's do it. I didn't enlist to die out here like a wild boar. I joined the Marines to kick some butt." Sotera stretched out his arm and pulled his backpack close to him. He opened it and began rummaging through the contents. In a moment, he pulled out an Instamatic camera and would crank the top of the device. He then pointed it at Danny and snapped a close-up picture. "Man, what you doing?" asked Danny.
"I'm just documenting the moment."
"What, a Kodak moment?" asked Danny, with a grin on his face now.
"Yeah, now we can go."
"Not so fast." Danny reached over and snatched the camera from Sotera. He pointed it at Sotera and snapped a picture. "Now we can go." This much-needed little humor helped mask their fear a little bit. Sotera started rummaging through his backpack again. "I thought we were going," asked Danny, as Sotera found what he was looking for deep in the trenches of the backpack. It was a small tube. He held it in his hand and stared intently at it. "Remember in ITR training, they said to put this crap all over us to blend in with our surroundings." So Sotera squeezed some of the camouflage paint out of the tube and into his hand, and he began to just cake it all over his face.
"Yeah, I remember," said Danny.
"But that looks funny, man. You sure you're supposed to use that much of it?"
"Yeah. They said to put it mainly on the cheekbones and anything else that shines."
"All right, then give me some of that crap."
"I guess we'd better do the tree limb deal too, huh?"
After they'd put on the war paint, like an Indian brave preparing for battle, they broke some small limbs and twigs and stuck them in their helmet bands. They looked at each other and struggled to stay silent as they cracked up at their reindeer-like appearance. They then nodded at each other and began to creep out of their hiding place. Sporadic gunfire could still be heard in the near distance. Now, these two brothers in arms began to slowly and meticulously make their way through the jungle in search of their unit. Or any friendly troops, for that matter. They weren't picky at this point. Low crawling and inching through the vegetation, foot by foot, Danny and Sotera finally saw a lonely yellow flare soaring through the sky in the distance. A yellow flare signified friendly troops, so they had to get to that flare. A sense of relief came over the boys, but they weren't there yet. After what seemed like 5 days, but was in reality just a few more minutes, they reached the American lines. The Marines within the American lines saw the movement and began to position to a resistance to take out the hostiles, when finally they realized that it was Danny and Sotera and they were friendlies. Miracle upon miracles, Danny and Sotera had found their own unit. When they got close enough, a grizzled Marine veteran looked at them and asked, "Where have you guys been?"
"Sir, we got separated from everyone coming off the copter at the LZ.
"Well, things happen. Especially during a hot LZ. Glad you made it back. You two need to go in and report to the commanding officer and let him know who you are." So Danny and Sotera made it back alive. But one thing I want to pull out of that story for us is the thing that saved them lives. In their case, it was the sand fleas learning how to stay perfectly still
in the most desperate and uncomfortable of situations. For us, there are things in our life that can help us be tremendously successful. As you're learning them, you may not think of them as that way. So in your education and in your personal development, and as you continue to grow and develop yourself by reading good books and going to positive seminars and learning business skills and communication skills and whatever it may be, you never know exactly what it is that's going to take you from where you are to the success you're looking for. So keep learning, keep growing, keep developing. And before you know it, you'll get back, just like Danny and Soter got back there as well. And success is insured. This is Mark Bowser. Thanks for listening.
Looking for a speaker for your next meeting or organizational event? Look no further than Mark Bowser. Mark Bowser is one of the top motivational business speakers on the circuit today. He is the ultimate storyteller, writing several books including Unlocking the Champion Within, Some Gave It All with Danny Lane, Jesus, Take the Wheel, Sales Success with Zig Ziglar, Nehemiah on Leadership, and the soon-to-be-released Leadership Mastery. Mark Bowser has presented seminars to Southwest Airlines, Princeton University, United States Marine Corps, Dell Computers, Purdue University, FedEx Logistics, and many, many more. Book Mark Bowser today for your next event. Contact him today at markbowser.com.